Today's daf is Arachin daf Lamed. We left off on daf Chav Tes Amud Beis. We are at Amar Rav Anon on the bottom of the page on Chav Tes Amud Beis. Today's shir is once again sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. We thank Dr. Landerer very, very much for the continued sponsorship of the daf. So we were in the middle of discussing what happens if a person buys a field during the Yovel itself. Is the Mechira going to be Chal or is it not going to be Chal? So we had this machlokas between Rav and Shmuel about Amochas Adev Shasi Ovalatzma, where Rav said that it's Mechura V'yotza, where Shmuel held it's Eino Mechura Kol Iker. So first we're going to discuss what we derive from Shmuel, whether a person has to be machzir the money when the sale went through, or he tried to make the sale go through during the Yovel itself. And then we're going to discuss the inyan of selling an Evet to Chutz Laretz, where the halacha is that the Evet goes to Cherus. So we're going to elaborate on that din. We're also going to elaborate on the dinim in the Mishnah, where we said that when we cheshbin in the two-year time period, that you have to allow the person to have the field before you buy it back from him, that we don't count years where he cannot benefit from the field. Then the Mishnah on Amud Aleph is going to discuss what the din is when the guy who bought the field sold it to somebody else for a different price. What price do we set for the geula? And we're also going to discuss what type of money can be used for the geula. And the Gemara is going to talk about the makar for the idea that we count the years of mechira in a way that's more makil on the goel. And that's going to lead us into a discussion of why it is that the Tanaim learn the psukim to be makil on the goel, and then why it is that we learn psukim by geulas evid ivri to be makil and not to be machmir, specifically by geulas evid ivri. That's going to be a long discussion. Then we're going to get to a discussion of the Mishnah's idea that lo yimkar berachok v'yigol b'karov or bera'a v'yigol b'yafa, and we're going to discuss the sources for all of those halachos, and that will take us toward the end of the daf. So let's begin at Amar Rav Anan again on daf Chav Tes Amud Beis. So it says Amar Rav Anan Sham mino demar Shmuel Tarti, that I heard two dinim from Shmuel. Chadahach, one of them is this din that we mentioned before, that someone who sells his field during Yovel itself, the sale is not binding. V'idach, and the other din I heard from Shmuel, that Hamocher Avdo Lovit Kachavim, if a person sells his Evet Kanani to a non-Jew, oh, b'chutz la'aretz, or he sells his Evet Kanani to a Jew, but someone who lives in Chutz La'aretz, a Jew who does not live in Eretz Yisrael, meaning the original owner lives in Eretz Yisrael, but he sells him to a person who lives in Chutz La'aretz, and they're going to take the Evet out of Eretz Yisrael. That's how Tosos Maseches Gittin understands. Rabbeinu Gershom understands that the Mocher himself took him to Chutz La'aretz and sold him there. But let's assume, like Tosos, that the Mocher did the sale in Eretz Yisrael, but the understanding was that the buyer was going to take him to Chutz La'aretz. So Yotzei L'Cherus, the Chacham made a knas that the Eved is Yotzei L'Cherus. He goes free. Chada Hadrizvini. Now, in one of these dinim, Shmuel said that the money that changed hands has to go back to the lokeach, and the mekach is batal. The chada lo adrizvini, and in one of these cases, he says the money does not go back to the lokeach. The guy loses out on his money. The lo yadana heimine, but I don't know which of these dinim Shmuel said that the mekach is going to be batal, the money goes back, and which of these dinim he says that the lokeach just loses out on his money. So I can't tell which one if of these dinim Shmuel said this idea of hadrizvini on, and which one not hadrizvini. Rashi over here, Adam Asachas Gittin, raises the question that L'chara we could be poshet this suffix, because Shmuel holds that a sad that's sold during Yovel, that the mekach is batal and the money should be chozer. Because if you say that the money is lost, so then what's the difference between Shmuel and Rav? Rav also holds that l'kach loses out on his money. So Rashi says that even if according to everybody the money is lost, but still there's a chilik whether the mekach is chal, whether the mekach is chal or the mekach is not chal, and that chiluk is in a case where the lokech goes and and cuts off all the trees that were in the field, and he just jumps the gun and does that. That according to Rav, who said that the field is sold and it's yotza, meaning the mekach is chal, and the ilanos that he cut off stay by the lokeach because he was zocher in them, and the yovel is not machzir the field. According to Shmuel, that the mekach is batel and the ma'os is considered a matana, as we'll soon see, then the lokeach has to return the ilanos that he cut down because he was never zocher in the fields. That's one chiluk that Rashi has. Rashi has another chiluk as well. Okay, we're not going to get into it right now. So anyway, so we have this suffix. In which case did Shmuel say hadrizvini? In which case not hadrizvini? Some Rav Yosef nechzi anan. Let's be poshet the suffix. Let's analyze it. Miditanya bebraisa. From the fact that we have a braisa that says as follows: Hamocher avdo b'chutz laharetz. A person sells his eved knani in chutz laharetz to a Jew who lives in chutz laharetz. Yatzal lecheres. The chacham made a knas that the eved goes free. V'tzarech get shichur mirabo sheni, and he requires a get shichur from the second master. Shema minam midkarile the sheni rabo. From the fact that we call the second guy his master, Alma lo hadrizvini. It sounds like the guy who sells his evidence to chutz laretz, the kinyan is chal, and the money does not go back. So since we were poshet from this brisa that by an evid sold into chutz laretz, the mekach and the money does not go back, it turns out that the second chelek of the suffik in Shmuel is also nifshat, because v'chikam or Shmuel hacha ein amachuru. When Shmuel says over here that if you sell your field during Yovel, that it's not sold, it means umaos chozrin, that the money actually does go back and does change hands. So now we understand which case Shmuel said hadrizvini and which case not. For Rav Anan and Rav Anan, who wasn't sure what Shmuel held, why wasn't he poshet the suffik from the brisa? Because brisa lo shmiele, he didn't know this brisa. Udu Shmuel, and from that which Shmuel said, that a person who sells his field by Yovel, that the field is ein the mechura, that's not enough to be poshet, that Shmuel holds that the money goes back to the lokeach, because mimai de ein the mechura umos chozrin. How do I know that he means that it's not sold and the money goes back? Dilma ein the mechura umos matana. Maybe he means that even though the sale is not binding, but nevertheless the money does not go back to the lokeach, it remains as a matana in the hands of the mocher. Mid the hava amakadesh achoso. Just like we find by the din of someone who's mekadesh his sister, the itmar, if a person tries to marry his sister to be mekadesh his sister, hamekadesh achoso, he gives kesef kiddushin to his sister. Rav amar ma'os chozrin. Rav says the kesef kiddushin has to go back to the man because a person knows that there's no kiddushin by his sister. So obviously he wanted to give her the money as a pikadon, and now she's got to give the money back to him. But Shmuel amar ma'os matan. Shmuel says no. I agree that he knows that there's no kiddushin by his sister, and that's why he must have meant that the money should be a matana. He must have intended for it to be a matana. Now Rav Yosef already proved on Daf Chavtes Amud Beis from the Brisa that Shmuel holds that the Ma'us is Chozrim, that the reason by Mechira Sada B'Yovel, we don't say that the Lokeach knows that the Sada is not Nimkar B'Yovel and you give the money and he must be giving the money L'Shem Matana, is because not everyone is a Baki in the idea that the Mechira is not Chal B'Yovel. There are people that would think, that would be under the impression, like Rav, that the Mechira will be Chal, and therefore he's giving the money B'Toras Mekach. So since Shmuel holds the Mekach is not Chal, the money will therefore go back to the Lokeach, because that's called the Mekach Taus. That's how Toso seems to understand, that's how the Rush seems to understand. Meaning that's the distinction between giving the money for Kesef Kiddushin to a sister, where the Ma'us is Matana, and selling a field of Yovel, where the Ma'us is not a Matana, where clearly he thought, because clearly he thought by Yovel, that the sale could be valid. That's what they suggest. Another reason we don't say that the Lokeach knows that the Sada is not Nimkar B'Yovel is because it could be that he thought that Yovel is Motzi, only fields that were sold prior to Yovel. That's what the Ritva suggests. Okay, now the Braisa said, if you sell your Eved into Chutz Laretz, you make a Knas, that the Eved goes free. So the Gemara explains that din. Amalei Abayi L'Rav Yosef. Maichaz Dekatsin L'Lokeach. Why is it that we make a Knas on the guy who bought the Eved, and we say that the money does not go back, the Mekach is Chal, and the Kona has to be Meshachar the Eved, and he loses out? Why not Niknasei L'Mocher? Why not make a Knas on the Mocher, and say that the money goes back and the mekach is batel, and the mocher has to be meshachar the eved. So amalei lavach baraganav elacharaganav. It's not the achbar that's the ganav. It's the hole that he has to hide that which he stole. That's the ganav. Meaning an achbar would not have stolen anything. A rat would not steal anything if he didn't have somewhere to hide his gneva. So over here also we say that the reason we make a knas on the lokeach is because he's the one that caused the eved to be sold to chutz laaretz. Because if the mocher had no one to sell him to, then the mocher would not have sold this guy to chutz laaretz. So he deserves a knas. He deserves to be punished. So Abaye asks, wait a second. Ilav achbara chora minale. Well, the whole would be guilty of nothing if not for an achbar stealing and putting the stolen item in the hole. Are you really going to blame the hole more than the achbar? I understand. The achbar would not have done it had he not had where to put the item that he stole. But the hole certainly is not guilty of doing anything on its own. And if you had to put the blame on one more than the other, you would think that the achbar shoulders the majority of the blame. So says Mar Mistavra Hechadise Lisura Kansinad. Now, since they share the blame, it's Mistavra that the Knas happens with the person who has the Isser in his possession. So that's why the Knas is on the Lokach, because the Eved was sold to Chutzaris, the Eved is now in the possession of the Lokach. So it sounds that the reason that we're Konis the Lokach is because the Isser is in his Rishos, and not because of the Svara that it's that Lavach Baraganov. That's what it sounds from the Beis Yosef in Yardea Simin. In Yerdeish, in Reish Samach Zayin. However, from the Rambam in Hilchos Avad in Perichas, the Rambam writes the reason we're Kones the Lokeach is because if this Lokeach would not be willing to buy, then the Eved would not have gone to Chutz Laaretz. Sounds like the Gemara does not go back from the original answer, which is very mistaver, meaning the Gemara is elaborating on the original answer. That certainly you're going to make a knas on the person who is at fault. Oh, but over here they're both at fault, so that's the way Rambam is learning the Gemara. I agree that you're going to only make a knas on one who is at fault, and therefore the achbar is not the only one at fault. The chora is also at fault, and in our case, the mocher is not the only one at fault. The lokech is also at fault. Oh, now we have to choose which of the two is going to get the knas. Yeah, the one where the isser is by. So the two answers work in concert with each other. It's not that they develop on each other. They're not independent. We're not rejecting the first answer. Ha'isa shnashi dafam. The Mishnah said that if one of the 2 years that you're trying to leave the buyer with the field before you are goel and buy it back is a year where the field doesn't produce any crops, some sort of wind blasted problem on the field, so it's not producing anything, or it was a shnas irakon, or it was a shnas shvius, so that's not olim and a minyan. But if the guy just chooses to leave it empty, or he plows it but doesn't plant in it, so that is olim and a minyan. So ask the Gemara, hashtag havira alulo narami bayi. If in a case where the guy leaves the field totally empty, that does count toward the 2 years. So if he plowed it and didn't plant it, you need to tell me that counts for the... Of course that's going to count to the 2 years. He's done more with it than when he left it totally empty. And even when he leaves it totally empty, that counts toward the 2 years. So says the Gemara, Nara itztrich lei. The Mishnah has to tell me the case where he plows it, because salkatet chamina amrina lei havle damea v'leisak. I might think that we say to the mocher who wants to go and be goal of the field to give the lokech the money for the charisha, and then you can get rid of the lokech. So kamash milan, that's why the Mishnah tells us nara to tell me that the mocher does not have to pay for the charisha. And since the lokech was mafsid himself by not planting on it, so he does not get reimbursed for the expense of doing the charisha. It was his own fault for being lazy about trying to maximize the output of the field. So now he lost out. But it still counts toward his 2 years. Reb Lezer said that if he sells it before Rosh Hashanah and it's full of peros, then the guy can get three crops out of 2 years. So the Gemara explains Reb Lezer's shita. Tanya, Reb Lezer Omer, minayin she mechara lo lefnei Rosh Hashanah mleya peros. Shelo yomer lo hanach lefanai kederach sheinachti lefanecha. How do I know that if he sold it to him when it was full of peiros and the buyer was immediately able to get a harvest out of the field, that the when 2 years later he wants to buy it back, he can't insist that the buyer give it back to him in the same condition that he originally sold it to him, meaning with a full crop in the field that has not been harvested? How do I know you can't do that? You can't insist on that, and therefore the buyer can get 3 years of crops out of the field in 2 years. Sounds from the lashon of the pasuk that the lokeach is mekabel all the tvuos that he gets in those 2 years. That's what he's entitled to. And therefore, sometimes it will be that he'll get three tevuos out of only 2 years. Okay, new Mishnah. So the Mishnah is going to again continue to discuss the halachas of geula of a field. So first we're going to discuss what the halacha is when the guy buys a field, the guy who bought the field resells it for a different price than he bought it for. So how do we cheshbin the price of the geula of being called that field? And then we explain, we discuss a little bit about the type of money that could be used. So let's say the owner of the Steyachuza sells his field to the first buyer for 100 dinar, and then the first guy sells it to the second guy, Bimasayim, for 200 dinar. So when the Baal HaSadah comes to be Kabal the field, his whole cheshbin of the value of the years that from the time of the Mechir of the Sada until the Yovel is based on the first sale price, and that's how you do the cheshbin. Shenemar, because the pasuk says leish asher machar lo, that the mocher counts the years of the mechira and he gives the difference to the man who bought it from him, which is the lokeach rishon. Mechara l'rishon b'masayim. Let's say you sold it to the first guy for 200, umechara rishon l'sheni b'mana, and then it was resold for cheaper, not for more expensive, for half that price. So when the baal asada wants to come be goal of the field, enu mechashev elam achron, we give him the cheaper price. He gets to go with the second sale price, Shenemar v'chishav v'shneimim karo v'eshav v'sa'odef l'ish. From the word ish, we darshan that the mocher counts the shenosa mechira and he gives the odef l'ish asher b'tocho to the one who is in the field right now, which is obviously lokech sheni. So in each case, we give the cheaper price to the goel, to the original owner, to be able to be goelless field. Then the Mishnah brings other dinim about gula sada. Lo yimko barochok v'yigal b'karov. A person should not sell his field that is more distant, and in order to be able to go all the field that is closer that he had sold, he should not sell a field that is a lower quality field in order to be go all the field that he had sold that's a higher quality field. He shouldn't borrow money in order to be go all the field. And if he doesn't have the value of the entire field to buy it back, he's not allowed to be go all only part of the field. He has to be go all the entire field all at the same time. Ube Hagdish, and if a person is Makdish a field and he wants to be Goel the field from Hagdish, Mutabukulan, he could do all of these things. He could be Goel by selling a field that's further away or a lesser quality field. He could borrow money. He could be Goel a Chatzain. Zechom or Behedyot mi Behagdish. In this, with regard to these dinim, there's a Chumra of Hedyot over Hagdish. And when it comes to Hagdish, you're allowed to do all these things, but by Hedyot, you're not allowed to do all of these things. So now the Gemara brings a Brisa where we're going to explain the makar for the idea that we count the shnosa mechira lekula based on it for the goel, meaning that the goel is always going to get the cheaper price, not the more expensive price. So Tan Rabbanan mechara l'rishon b'mana. We said that the brisa tells us if the first sale price was 100, umechara rishon l'sheni b'masayim, and the second sale price is 200. Minayin she'enu mechashev elim harishon. How do I know that the goel gets to buy it back for the 100 price, for the cheaper price? Talmalomar, because the pasuk tells us liish asher machar lo. So mechar l'rishon b'masayim, mechar l'rishon l'sheni b'mana. Minayin shein mechashvin ela im hasheni. How do I know the reverse? That if you sell it to the first guy for 200 and the second guy gets it for only 100, that you get to be goel it from the second sale price, so which is the cheaper price. Talmalomar liish asher b'tocho divrei Rabbi. That it goes to, by the person who is currently in the field. That's the shita of Rabbi. So now the price explains. Rabbi Dustai, that who darshins the Pesukim also to be Mekel on the Goel, but in a different way. So Rabbi Dustai ben Yehuda Omer, Mechara lo b'manav ishpicha v'amda al masayim. Let's say you sold it for 100, and now the field has been improved, and it's now worth 200. And now you want to be Goel a field that you know you sold for 100, but you know right now is worth twice what you sold it for. Minayin sheinu mechashev ela b'mana. How do I know that you get to be Goel it, you get to buy it back for the $100 price that you sold it for? Shenemar v'heshev es ha'odev, ha'odev shebiyado. That the mocher returns to the lokeach the extra that's left after you deduct the years that he's used the field from the $100 that he received from the mechira. But mechara lo b'masayim v'hichsifa. But if you sold it for 200 and now the field went down in value, got ruined, va'amda almana, and now it's only worth 100. Minayin she'in mechashen el b'mana. How do I know that you assess it based on the lower $100 price? Shenemar v'heshev es ha'odev ha'odev shebekarka. Because the pasuk says v'heshev es ha'odev, the mocher gives the lokeach the extra of the value of the karka, and right now the karka's value is only 100. So it's not the odef shabiyado, the odef of the sale price, it's the odef of the value of the karka. If it goes up in price, then we go based on the odef of the sale price. Well, my benayhu, what's the chiluk between Rebbe and Rabbi Dustai? According to both of them, we always are makel on the goel. So the yakar v'zel the yakar, the chiluk between them is what if the field was expensive, and then it went down in price, and then it went back up in price. You sold the field for 200 to the first buyer, then it went down and it's now worth 100, and and he turned around and sold it at that price, and then the field went back up in value in the second buyer's possession back to 200. So according to Rebbe, that we're makil to count based on the ish asher betocha, the person who's in the field right now, so we're mechashev with the lokeach sheni based on the 100 dinar price, based on what the sheni paid to the rishon. But according to Rabbi Dustai, that we're mechashev the odef that's in the hands of the mocher, or the odef in the karka, either way, it's going to turn out to be masayim, because he originally received masayim, and the karka is actually worth masayim. So either way, it's going to turn out to be 200. So the Gemara explains why we darshan the psukim to be makel on the goel, meaning we could have darshaned it the opposite way also. How do I know to darshan these psukim in a way that's more makel on the goel, that he's always going to pay the lower price? Maybe we should darshan these psukim to be more machmir on the goel, that he should always pay the higher price. The din of the chishur shanim of an eved ivri. Well, actually, no, that's we're not going to get to that right now. But the Gemara's question again: how do I know that we go l'kula? Maybe we should go l'chumra. How do I know to read these psukim with a kula angle for the goel? Maybe I should read these psukim in a way that darshins it l'chumra for the goel. So it says Gemara lo salta daitach the gamar geula geula me'ev rivri. No, you can't think to darshin it l'chumra because we have a gzera shava from between eved ivri and geula sada. By geula Sada it says matzah kadei geula so, and by eved ivri it says geula tielo. So just like the pidyon of an eved ivri, we go with the lower price. So to the steachuzah, we go with the lower price. V'hasa minalan, great. So now you haven't answered the question. You've just shifted the question. How do I know that by an eved ivri we take a go with the lower price? Did Tanya, because we have a brisa nimkar b'mana. If the eved ivri sold to a guy for 100 v'shbiach b'aman al masayim, and now he went up in value and he's worth 200, and the Eved wants to be poda himself from the Adon with Kesef, so the din is that he figures out the years he has left of service, and he gives to the Adon. Minayin shein mechashen el mimana. How do I know that when he's figuring out those years of service and the percentage of work he has left based on the percentage of his value, that percentage is figured out based on his original $100 price? Shenemar mikesef mikneso, because the pasuk says mikesef mikneso for the amount of money that he was bought for, that his sale price. Nimkar b'masayim v'hichsif v'aman almana. What if he was sold for 200 and then he went down and now he's only worth 100? Minayin shein mechashen el mimana. How do I know that when he's doing that cheshbon of how many years he has left and therefore how much he has to pay to redeem himself, that it would be based on the $100 price that he's actually worth right now? Shnemar kefi shanav, because the pasuk says based on the situation of the eved ivri right now, based on his actual worth right now. Ve'in li'al eved ivri anim kol kol avid chavim. I would only know about an avid every that's sold to an avid chavim shenigal v'yadol aliyona, that he gets to be goel himself with the lower price. Nimkar li Yisrael minayin. How do I know that the same is even true when he gets sold to Yisrael? Tamalam r'sachir sachir l'gzer shava. It says by an avid every that's sold to a guy, ki mei sachir yiyya imo, and by an avid every that's sold to Yisrael, it says ki mishna schar sachir avadecha. So we learn gzer shava that just like you get to go with the lower price when he sold to a guy, so too you get to go with the lower price when he sold to a Jew. The Mutzal Mayesh explains that the reason that the Gemara brings a makar that an Eved Ivri that sold to Yisrael is sold at a, it gets to Cheshbon with the lower price, even though we already brought the makar that an Eved that sold to a guy, and that already explains the Gezeirah Shava. So we really don't need to take this extra step to talk about an Eved Ivri that's Nimkal Yisrael, is because the Gezeirah Shava Gula So of Stei Achuzah and Eved Ivri is not a full-fledged Gezeirah Shava. And we could ask a Pircha on the Gezeirah Shava and say maybe that's a special din by an Eved Ivri that's sold to a guy where we're more makel on him to go with the lower price. So that's why the Gemara says that no, it's not a unique din to an Eved Ivri that's sold to a guy. The din would apply equally to an Eved Ivri that's sold to a Yisrael. And therefore, we take that extra step to show that that din is the same, and therefore we can learn it to the din of Stei Achuza. So now we're going to explain why it is that we look at the Eved Ivri case when he has to be goel himself with more makel glasses, that we look at it in a way where we try to be more makel on him. So Amar Abaye, Abaye comments, Hareini kibenazai b'shukei Tveria. They praise me in where I live, that I'm a darshan, I'm a baki, like Benazai was praised in the shuk of Tveria, that they used to say that Kol Chachmei Yisrael Lefanai Klipas Hashum, that all other Chachmei Yisrael are like a peel of garlic in front of me. I mean, they're all nothing in comparison. It's not clear in our sugya, and Rashi doesn't say in our sugya why Abaye said this. Like, what was his point? But in Sota, Rashi explains in Masech Sota and Daf Mem Hei that Abaye meant to say that he's ready to respond to any question in Amkus and Harifus, like Benazai was a Harif and was Doresh in Shukei Tveria. So he was trying to bring on halachic discussion, he was trying to bring on Torah discussion. So that was the expression he used to suggest that he's ready to handle questions that people wanted to ask. So one of the Chacham said to Abaye, Ikal the Midrashinu, we could dash in the Psukim of Mikasav Mikasau, Lekula, the Ikal the Midrashinu, Lechumra, or we could dash in it L'chumra, mimai di l'kulei me l'chumra. How do I know we should darshan it l'kulei not l'chumra? So lo sal kadaitach. Don't think to darshan these psukim to be machmir on the Eved Ivri, because mida'akil rachman agabei, because we find that the Torah goes out of its way to be makel for an Eved Ivri. Where do we find that? Titania. Ki tov lo imach. Imach b'machal, imach b'mishta, shlo te'ochel pas nekia, v'hu ochel pas kibor, ato shose yayin yoshan, v'hu shose yayin chadosh, ato yoshan agabei mochin, v'hu yoshan agabei Karka, Mikan Amru, Hakon Eved Ivri, Kakon Adon Li Atzmo. He says, look at the general attitude the Torah has toward an Eved Ivri. We're so nice to the Eved Ivri. You have to give him, if you only have one portion of higher quality food and another portion of lower quality food, you eat the lower quality food. The Eved gets the higher quality food. If you have one comfortable bed and one non-comfortable bed, you have to sleep on the non-comfortable bed. He sleeps on the comfortable bed. So you see the whole attitude of the Torah. And this is part of the concept that sometimes the Torah doesn't say things explicitly, but from other halachos in the Torah, you get a sense of what the ratzon haTorah is, what the tone of the Torah is. So we hear the Gemara is telling us, we know what the tone of the Torah is. The tone is that we're exceptionally nice to an Eved, to the point that if a person is Kona and Eved, we say it's as if he's been Kona and Adon. People sometimes have this experience with their employees, right? Sometimes people are so concerned about being nice to those people in their employ that they feel like an Eved, like people clean up before the housekeeper gets there, right? Because they don't want to make life difficult for them. So that's a Jewish thing. People have this sense of wanting to be extra nice to those who are really in a position that is supposed to be beneath them. But that's the way a person acts. That's what the Torah says. So since the Torah has set the tone by an Eved Ivri, so that's the way we deal with an Eved Ivri. So of course, when it comes to the Eved being Goel himself, we're also going to go more Lakula. So it says more Adarav. I would have said the opposite, that Nachmirle, we should be more Machmir on the Eved, mid Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, based on what Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina darshan from Psukim, because how did the guy become an Eved in the first place? Come take a look at how severe the onesh for doing business with Peru Shvius is. Adam knows if he knows him Peru Shvius. If a person does business with Peru Shvius, Lasof Mochras Metaltalov, ultimately he's going to become so poor he's going to have to sell his Metaltalim. Shnemer Bishnasi Avalazos Toshuvu Ish Elachuzaso Uksiv. And after that, the pasuk says Vilchisim Kru Mimkor Lamisecha Okanu Miyad Amisecha. So the word Miyad means Davar Nechem Miyad Yad. It refers to Metaltalim. So from the Smichus of these two psukim, we see that if a person is not careful to observe the halachas of Yovel and he sells the perus of Yovel, so ultimately he's going to have to sell his metalton as well. Lo hirgish, if that didn't shake a person up enough to realize that he did an aveira and he's got to do tshuva and he continues to sin, l'sof mochra sadosof, he's going to become so poor he's going to have to even sell his fields. She'ne'emar, because in the hemshech of that same parsha, the Torah starts talking about selling fields. V'chiyamachachicho machar me'achuzasov. Lo basal yado, if he still doesn't realize that he's done an avera and he needs to do tshuva and he continues to do business with peros or shviz, l'sof mochras beso, he's going to have to sell his house. Shemar v'ish ki yimkar beis moshav ir choma. That's what the pasuk talks about next. So maishna hasam dekamar lo hirgish, maishna hacha dekamar lo basal yado. Just as parenthetical point, the Gemara raises, why is it that the first time he doesn't do tshuva we say is lo hirgish? The second time he doesn't do tshuva, we say that it's lo basa liyada, that it didn't come to mind that there's even an avera. So it sounds like a difference between the two, that lo hirgish is that he knows that what he did was an avera, but he wasn't inspired to do tshuva. Lo basal yado is almost like he didn't even realize that it was an avera. So it says, well, exactly. When a person does an avera and then repeats that same avera, hutrelo, it becomes mutter to him. So it says, hutrelo sakadaita, really? It becomes mutter to him? That's all you need to do is do an avera twice and then it becomes heter? Ele'ema nasis. To Kater. No, obviously it doesn't become mutter to him. It means that his attitude toward it becomes that he starts to think of it like it's mutter, that the Yetzer Hara convinces him that action is mutter. So therefore, after he does the Avera once, so we say lo hirgish. He knows he did an Avera, he just hasn't been inspired to do tshuva. Once he does the Avera the second time, so we say lo basal yadav, that he doesn't even realize that there was an Avera involved in the first place, because at that point, it's already heter. So now we continue. Lo if he still doesn't realize that he did an avera and he continues to do business with Perishvias, ad shemocher as bito, he's going to come to have to sell his own daughter as a shivcha. Shenemar v'chisim kor ish as bito la'ama. That's what the pasuk talks about next. V'yavgav de bito b'hayin yan alasa. Even though the parsha of kim kor ish as bito is not really said in the context of shmita, so you can't really darshin from the smichus of the psukim, but the parsha of ribis is said in the context of Shvius, and we can learn a kavachomer that if this is what's going to come about from lending money with ribbis, if this will lead to lending money with ribbis, certainly he sold his daughter beforehand, because nichle inish to Lisbon barte v'lo leziv peribisa, a person wouldn't come to borrow money with ribbis until he's first tried every other way to get the money that he needs, including selling his own daughter. Dilu hasam, because when it comes to selling his own daughter, migra va'azla, as the years go on, she works off the value of the pidyon, and therefore she comes closer and closer to ending that status of shivcha, and it will be easier for her to get out. Dilu hacha kamosva va'azla. But when you borrow money with ribbis, as time goes on, things get worse and worse for you. The money keeps accruing, and the interest payments are just going to go up and up. So that's why a person would rather sell his daughter than borrow money with ribbis. Continuing, lo basal yado, if he still doesn't do tshuva,
l'sof shalova beribis. Then he'll actually come to borrow money with ribish. Nemar v'chiyamu chachicha, because the pasuk says v'chiyamu chachicha uksiv al tikach meiton neshach v'tarbis. For the Torah tells us the isur of ribis. So it sounds like that's the next step. Lo basal yadof, he still doesn't do tshuva. L'sof mocher zatzma, he'll sell himself as an eved. Shenemar v'chiyamu chachichi mach v'nimkar lach. Lo lucha elo l'ger. Sometimes he's not going to be zocha to sell himself to Yisrael. He'll have to sell himself to a ger. Ger over here means a ger tzedek, because it's considered to be a zilzel to be sold as an eved to a ger, because this guy comes from Mishpach Miuchasas, and he's being sold off to someone who's not a Miuchas. So the Gemara doesn't say over here, lo basal yado, and Rabbeinu Gershom explains, because that's not an additional punishment if he continues to do business. It's just that from there on that he's punished for that same schora, because sometimes originally he's not zocha to be sold to Yisrael. His zechuyos will not be there for him, and right away he's going to be sold to a ger or to a guy. So it's not another step necessarily. It's just that he's going to have to be sold. Who's he going to be sold to? Well, sometimes it'll be to Yisrael, sometimes it'll be to a ger, sometimes it'll be to a guy. Shenemar leger v'lo leger tzedek, not only to a ger tzedek, ella leger toshav, but to a ger toshav. Shenemar leger toshav, meaning a non-Jew, mishpachas ger zeha ovid chavim, and not only that, sometimes it's mishpachas ger, and that refers to an ovid kochavim. So kishu omer ola eker ze hanimkar v'nasa misharis la'avod chavim atzma, and when it says ola eker, that's referring to someone who actually has to become an eved to the avodah zara itself. So amalei, so Abaye answers hahumei rabbanan, meaning so this is, you see from here that an eved ivri is a rasha, right? So meaning because to get to that point, he has to have not only sinned but ignored the fact that he sinned and been so stubborn about doing tshuva to get to the point that he sold as an eved ivri. So l'chora, we should be more machmir on him when it comes to the pidyon. So now we're back to the question, why is it that we darshan these psukim to be makil on him when it comes to him being poda himself? So initially we said, oh, we're more makil on him because the Torah tells us that we're always so nice to the eved, because akona eved la'atzmos kakona Adon La'atzmo. But now we're saying, look, we shouldn't be so nice to him. We should be a little more machmir on him, because this is a person who's done some terrible things. He's done terrible averos. Samalei Abaye responds to Humi Rabbanan, Ha'ahadre Krabba. We find that the Pasuk brings him back into Klal Yisrael and tells us to have Rachmanas on him. The Tandabe Rabbi Shmuel, because the Tandabe Rabbi Shmuel taught, Hol v'halach mocher atzmo l'avod z'chavim idche even acher hanofel, that since he sold himself to Avod z'chavim, to be Mesharis and Ovid Chavim. So what, the guy has fallen down, we should now throw a rock on him? We're going to make it even worse. Talmud Lomar, Gula Tialo Echad Me'echav Yigalenu. That's why we're told that there is such a concept of Gula. We should have Rachmanus, and someone should try to begoel him from the Ovid Chavim. Ema Gula Tialo Deloli Tamea Ben Ovid Chavim Uli Olam Bovdi Chavim Uli Olam Linin Pidyono Nachmir. But still, how do I know that Gula Tialo is because we're trying to be nice to him? Maybe Gula Tialo because we're trying to save his neshama, they shouldn't be totally mixed in amongst the Avdei Chavim. But maybe when it comes to him buying himself back, we still should be more machmir. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak, k'siv im od rabos b'shanim, u'k'siv im ma'at nishar b'shanim. Shanim v'chiyei shanim rubos, yei shanim mu'atos. Is there such a thing as a year that's more than another year, or a year that's less than another year? All years are the same length. Ela nisraba kaspo mikesef neknaso, nismayit kaspo kif. The pasuk must be telling me rabos b'shanim is that his value went up. So then we count kesef meknasa, not his actual value, but the value that he was purchased for. But nismayit kaspo, if his value went down, then we count kefi shanav, based on his actual value of the avoda that he has left. So says Gemara, how do you know that that's how you're supposed to? That's how you're supposed to darshan the psukim. Ve'ema, maybe imod rabos b'shanim ma'at is kipshuto, as far as cheshbening the money that the eved has to pay when he's pod himself. That heichad avid harti, if he worked 2 years, ufayshi arba'i, and he has 4 years left of service, so leisav le'arba, he has to give the adon value of 4 years, and mikesev miknaso. And maybe that's based on the cheshben of how much the adon paid for the eved. Lecha David Arba, but maybe if you already worked 4 years, Upashi Tarti, and he only has 2 years of service left until he's done, or until he goes out at Yovel, so Leisavle Tarti. So then the Adon should give the value of 2 years, Kefi Shanav, and those 2 years should be based on the years that he has left to work. And we're not talking about cases where the Eved went up in value or down in value. So Im Kain, if that's the case, that Rabbos Pishanim means that the Riboy is on the number of years he has remaining, Nichtov Im Od Rabbos Shanim. It should have said if he has lots of years left until his freedom. My Bashanim. Why does the Torah have to say that Bashanim? Why does it add to the word Shanim, the letter Beis? It must be, it's talking about the Shanim that have already passed. Nisraba Kaspo Bashanim, that from the time of his purchase, if from the time of his purchase, his value went up. So then, Mikesav Meknasa. Then we do the Cheshbon based on his sale price. Nismait Kaspo Bashanim, but if the value went down, then Kefi Shanim. Then it's based on his current value, based on how much work he has left to do. So Amar Rav Yosef, Darshin Rav Nachman Lahani Krai, Kesinai. Rav Nachman did a great job darshing these psukim. He darshened it Kesinai. He darshened it like it was Mekubal Alach L'Moshe Misinai. That is obviously and clearly the correct pshat in the psukim. Okay, we'll stop there. And Bez Shem, I realize we're falling a little bit behind, but that's okay because we're just a few days from the end of the Masechta, where the last daf is going to be very short. So we'll pick up from Lo Yimkor Barachok, Be'ezras Hashem, tomorrow.